This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
9/11 happened over the weekend. Did you take a moment? Silence? Did you think about it? Or was it just another day? Don't feel bad. This is not a trick question. I'm not trying to condemn you. I'm just saying it doesn't really matter. Seems like people have forgotten what happened on that day. And there's two significant events, as you know. One is a group of zealots, Arab Muslim men, because of their ideology, decided to attack America. And let me tell you, they didn't get the idea themselves. Leftists planted this idea. They leftists run around the world telling people America's evil. These are our own people. They're talking about family. They're saying we're evil. The people who give and love more than any other country. Let a country need something and America comes to bat. We have protected nations all over the world. Sometimes for selfish reasons. No question about it. They're selfish. Did I say selfish? Selfish reasons. But, you know, so what we, if something serves your interest but also serves the interests of others, it can't be completely selfish. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can get more information about us. And I hope you will. I hope you go there and listen and do, you know, listen to things that we do and participate in the things that we're involved in, because we are doing things to try to change this country for the better. Not even trying. We are. Here's what I will tell you. I have a friend, he tells, we've got a project, he says, Kevin, I want to have a big impact, I want to have a big impact, you know, it's my swan song, it's, you know, I'm in the fourth quarter of my life, I want to invest in something that's big. And I said, hey, I'd love to tell you that everything is going to just be boom, it's atomic. It isn't. Things change incrementally, little by little. Think of it as a ripple of a wave. You throw a pebble in the water, it hits. There's a center point where it hits, and then the wave starts to expand. And I don't care how big, you could drop a rock in the ocean, and you think, oh, it doesn't make a big difference. Eventually, that little ripple goes all across the world. Oh, I know it gets soaked up into other parts of the wave, but that little butterfly effect, if you will, continues. It has its little impact on the ocean. Some people, yeah, of course, most people will never notice it. But if you keep throwing them in there, maybe they will. It's incrementalism. That's how we get this back. The Democrats incrementalismed us to death. So we got to start. You know, when people talk about some group is effective or ineffective, I say, okay, hey, but here's the difference. Whoever did it, at least they started it. I don't know if they're going to be successful. Maybe they did fail. You know, I talk about TPUSA, for example, Charlie Kirk's team. 13 years ago, he starts this group. He gets it on the map. He started it. He said, I want to change the culture of college. Now, there's criticisms of Charlie. I don't think it was very effective. But you cannot be mad at him because he got off his butt and he started it. You know what that kid did? He went to every major donor, Republican donor, and finally got one to do it, a couple of them, in fact, Gary Rabine and Foster Freeze. Gary gave Charlie $50,000 and Foster gave him 10. And ultimately, Foster gave him millions because he saw a guy working. And look, I'm critical of people that don't, you know, that don't get results. And I think that in a decade, you probably should. But he's still trying. And there are people out there who will complain, and they are trying. Well, I've got a different tack because I believe your efforts should show results immediately. So when we start a project, I start it with one. I don't bring 5,000 kids in to do a big pep rally. I'll bring two in to make a difference in their lives. And those two will beget 5, will beget 15, will beget 27, etc. And then, you know, I look at it as the pebble effect. I'm going to drop a pebble in the ocean, and then I'm going to drop a brick, and then I'm going to drop a meteor. And for those of you who recognize, it's a different approach. And let me tell you, Charlie is doing, he's making so much money. They got, I think their budget now is $100 million. They got a campus out there doing stuff. And he's got a gun to his head now to produce. You know why I'm never going to have a gun to my head? Because we will always produce. Every time you guys donate to us, you can be guaranteed it is going to something that will produce. A radio show, it gets out to X number of people. But you know what I've done? I've honed this show down to a fine science. I'm prepared to put this show on against anybody in any market, and it will thrive. It won't just survive, it will thrive. So when the eventuality, and I say eventuality, comes where God says, Kevin, we're ready to go big time, it's ready. Every project we do is ready. When I did my first movie, people, well, Kevin, what do you think? Can you make a movie? Of course I can make a movie. I made a movie that won awards. The next movie I make will win awards. Guarantee you. Because I don't do anything halfway. The people that came to our comedy event, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, you can go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/comedy. Every one of them who saw it went, holy cow, didn't think it was going to be that good. Thought, you know, they thought it was rinky-dink. We do nothing rinky-dink. The movie we make, Beyond the Mules, go to the website. You will find out we are truth in advertising. When we talk about projects with these kids, go listen to their videos and see what they say. Life-changing. Anyway, let me get back to 9/11 because I want to go into AOC in the second segment here. People believe that we deserved what we got. So we got, you know, the towers attacked that ruined our financial systems for a while. It absolutely ruptured the soul of America. It's been mended. There was a time when the leftists even liked the country for just a day. 9/12, I talk about that day all the time. We were almost united. 92% of the nation said, let's get these suckers. Didn't take long before the leftists went right back to normal, which is hatred of America. But what about Benghazi and what Hillary Clinton and the Barack Obama administration did there? You going to forget that? You going to let people forget that? Because I'm not. Leftists always want us to move on, folks. Move on from Benghazi. Move on from 9/11. Hey, you know what else they want us to move on from? The coup that occurred in 2020. Move on from your way, that Constitution. Just move on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There are certain things that I'm really happy about as a conservative. And one, for example, is I don't claim Joe Biden as a president. I know he's illegitimate. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I can tell you from what we know with the undercover footage and what I know from just common sense, Joe Biden didn't win the election. And I'm glad that I'm one of the few people out there, maybe millions more than I think, but who are willing to say that at whatever consequence. I'm okay with being called an election denier. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Election Denier. My hand is up. I'm also a climate denier. I'm also a pragmatic person who wants to see this republic survive, pardon me, despite leftists, and I want them to flourish. I want them, here's what I would tell you. I wish they could figure out a way to be happy. I truly do. But here's what I'll also tell you. They don't know how. So why worry about it? We talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They don't even want to pursue it. They want somebody to deliver it to them, wrapped in a Christmas present that will open itself and reveal whatever it is that they want out of life. They don't want to work for it. And here's what I can tell you about people that don't want to work for stuff. It doesn't matter what you give them. They will not appreciate it. Kevin Jackson again, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Why are we trying to get them to appreciate? Look, I don't know how you feel, but I know this. It's rarely that I'm given something. I'm not talking about a gift like your birthday present or something like that. You will treasure those things. But it's rarely that somebody comes up and says, "Hey, man, you like this hat? Yeah, it's all right. You're here. It's yours." And you go, "Ooh, oh, I got this hat. I must treat it with respect," or whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's handed down too easily, it doesn't mean anything to you. Give a kid a car, he'll treat it like, "Well, who cares? Dad gave it. Mom gave it to me." Make him earn it. What's the difference? Watch the difference between a dollar you give your kid and a dollar your kid earns. Watch how they treat it. It's just human nature. And you know this. So I'm glad that there are things in our lives that we must work for. You know, it's funny. Looking at this brand, we work our butts off. Oh, my gosh. There are days I wake up and me and the Lord go at it. I'm like, "God," he's like, what, kid? What, you want a piece of me?" And I'm like, "I do want a piece of you, dear Lord. I don't care that you're the Almighty. We're going to have it out." And we do. And I go, "Why do you make us work so hard? Why is it I watch you give and give and give to these people that don't do anything and you make us work hard?" And then I remember these kind of conversations where God is saying, "You know what? I make you work hard, Kevin, so you will appreciate it, so you will understand it. When you're out there doing my work, my will, because let me tell you, I can swear to you, this is the true statement. If it weren't for God whispering in my ear a lot of the times, I would have been done with this. I would have been done. I could have a much easier life doing some other stuff. I don't know what, but it would be easier than this." So he's making me understand that, you know, appreciate it, man. When you get it, appreciate it. And look, let me tell you, we have been gifted by some generous people who say, "You know what, Kevin, I see it." And I will tell you this, it always comes, see, it seems like at the right time. It's like God goes, "Yeah, I know you're struggling over there, KJ. I know you're about to question me again. We're about to have another argument. I'm about to have to get up in your mess now." You know, and God goes, here's a little bit of help. So I don't have to get a butt whooping from God. But that's what happens. And so we get closer and closer. And my team knows it. They know it. We have a group of people that we're building, and they dote on us because they see it. They see the work we put in, and they go, "We know you're going to get it done." And so that's what happens. But let me tell you, I appreciate that. I appreciate that in you, that you don't give up, despite these guys wanting to tax you into oblivion, despite them getting 87,000 IRS agents to come after you, despite them sicking the DOJ on 35 Trump supporters. I don't know if you saw that story. I don't know if it's true yet, but that's what I heard. But despite all that, you still get up and you fight the good fight and you say, "I believe in this constitutional republic. I'm going to do the best I can." But you know what the left get up and face? They face AOC as being one of their leaders. And she had an interview with GQ. And here's what she said. "I hold two contradictory things at the same time. One is just the relentless belief that anything is possible. But at the same time, my experience here has given me a front row seat to how deeply and unconsciously, as well as consciously, so many people in this country hate women, and they hate women of color." This is a freaking bartender who is now a congresswoman who's dumber than the dumbest person you know. And she thinks that we hate women and we hate women of color. I don't know who she's blaming. I bet you she's blaming Pelosi and Schumer. She says, "People ask me questions about the future. And realistically, I can't even tell you if I'm going to be alive in September. And that weighs very heavily." I'm sorry. That's it. I mean, look, God is going to take you when he takes you. When I put that up there with the world's going to end in 12 years or whatever she said. Anyway, she said, that weighs heavily on me. And it's not just the right wing. Here's what she said. Misogyny transcends political ideology, left, right, and center. Look, I thought it was only us. I thought we were the only people that supposedly hated women, women of color. Well, somebody better tell Winsome Sears that, the black woman who's what? The lieutenant governor of South Carolina or Virginia or whatever. They better tell Winsome Sears. Oh, maybe they ought to tell Kamala Harris because she has two browns. Because she's Indian, East Indian. I'm talking about dot Indian and Negro. People love it when I say Negro. Because people tell me all the time, Kevin, I can't believe you would say the word Negro. I'm like, what's wrong with Negro? Is that like skank? Anyway, from the Daily Wire, they wrote this. The bartender turned politician who is running for a third term in the House in November is dubbed by interviewer Wesley Lowry as the political voice of a generation and a cultural star whose power transcends politics. To the progressive left, Lowry writes, Ocasio-Cortez is the best and possibly last, depending on how quickly some combination of fascism, religious fundamentalism, and climate change comes for us all. A source of hope that things can be better in their lifetimes. She's a source of hope. She's a beacon. AOC. Like I told you, look at the left. This girl rose from being a bartender, a nobody, to winning a congressional seat third time around, salary through the roof, money making, speech making, whatever, the belle of the ball. A leader in her demented, dysfunctional party. And what does she do? She's crying all the time about something.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles III is addressing the Scottish Parliament for the first time as the new monarch. He shared his and the late Queen's admiration for the Scottish people, in addition to saying his family has found a safe home and haven in the country. Women are more concerned about being exposed to COVID-19 at work than men. That's according to a new Gallup survey. Overall, it found that 33% of Americans are very or moderately concerned about catching the virus while at work. Talks aimed at heading off a major U.S. rail strike may go down to the wire. Two of the nation's largest railroad unions are demanding better benefits, including vacation and sick days. The Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and the Smart Transportation Division represent around half of all union railroad workers. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats run things into the ground. Perfect example, California. Gavin Newsom's running into the ground. Power outages are occurring because of the electric cars and because of their energy policy, because of the EPA, because of the wind farms, because of all the things that these people do that they claim is for the betterment of California and Californians, and it always backfires. By the way, some crazy Californians put up billboards saying, "Stay out of Texas." Over Roe v. Wade. Well, hey, at least Texas has power. Welcome, folks. Welcome back, I should say. Kevin Jackson is who you are listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. And this series, this particular segment I want to talk about, we already talked about the metaphor of woman being beheaded and the queen being dead. Well, now I want to talk about what these Californicators are doing, what these leftists are doing. So, California activated 4 gas generators to bail out the grid. This is all over the past few days, folks. This is post-Labor Day, where Gavin Newsom, and we played this the other day, asked for Californians to chip in, man. Come on, guys. We're Californians. You know, don't be charging those electric cars. I tell you what, get on your bicycles and drive across L.A. Try not to get killed. But get on your bicycles and do stuff. Oh, and by the way, unplug those appliances. Don't run those. Don't do those chores you were expecting to do. Turn up your thermostats to 78. He's essentially dictating what you need to do to change your lifestyle. Why? Because Gavin Newsom can't tell you. His energy policies have wrecked your lives. But he says, you know what? We can all get through this. Just chip in. Make me look good. Come on, man. We're Californians. This is a guy that has aspirations of being president. If energy woes keep going as they are for California, none of the people are going to be able to leave the state to go to Texas or Florida because their cars can't make it. Anyway, Gavin Newsom put his constituents essentially on, you ready for this, folks? Energy lockdown. And if the Californicators believe this is temporary, just wait until they figure out that this rationing has started and it will continue. Now, the good news for them is winter is coming. And when winter comes in California, they can turn off their air conditioners and they can just let the breeze come through. That's the good news. It will bail them out until the next time. So keep it up. Another thing I want to talk about, the Biden administration now wants you to believe that the COVID shot is just like a flu shot. The only difference is flu shots don't generally kill people. The Biden administration is supporting the claims that COVID vaccines are superior because you can get vaccinated for every strain all at once. So what is Biden doing in a sense? He's doubling down on death pokes. He still isn't telling you the truth. He does not want people understanding the VAERS data. He doesn't want people researching how people are dying or becoming super debilitated over these shots. No, it's just like getting your flu shot. You know what's funny? Now they're taking all the COVID crap down off of websites. They're backing away. I told you, they're going to back away to the point of pretending it never happened. Then they're going to, that once they do that, once they pretend like, well, COVID, what? What are you talking about? Lockdowns? I don't remember any. What? I don't even know what you're talking. You have Biden's lockdown. What? No, Biden would never lock us down. Look, listen to what he said. Whether it's masks or lockdowns or school closings, they are going to deny, deny, deny. Yep, they're doubling down. After the CDC and other, and I use my finger quotes here, folks, experts shape-shifted on the efficacy of Wu flu shots. Now they want to pretend that the shots worked. But don't let the fact that these vaccines performed worse than placebos, don't let that stop Team Demented from wanting people to continue to get them. This is essentially why we're talking about this. This was a story that came out. It says the White House COVID coordinator said, God gave us two arms so we can get the flu and the COVID shots. I wouldn't take one of those shots by itself, much less both of them. Team Demented. From wanting people to get the shots and the boosters and all this. And they want you to get that with a flu chaser. Look, I don't know about the interdependencies of the medicines and interactions that could occur and all that stuff. I just know this. I wouldn't do it. I don't get either one. I'm sure people out there get the flu shot. Now, here's what's interesting about the flu shot. The little that I know, of the 100 and something strains of flu, whatever shot you get only takes care of that latest strain. Now, I'm no doctor, or epidemiologist, virologist, or whatever, but I'm presuming they look at the one that was the last one and say, okay, this is the strain that we're going to give you the shot for. I personally wouldn't get it. Because there's so many varieties of flus out there that this one's likely not to help you. And I'm against taking something that's going to build up an immunity, supposedly going to build up an immunity in me that I don't know I'm going to need that immunity. My body would be like, well, why are you doing this? Why are you giving me this? Doesn't make sense to me. Let me tell you what happened with this Wu flu stuff. Joe Biden and his team have bought hundreds of millions of these COVID shots, COVID vaccines, death shots. They bought too much of this witch's brew, and now they need to lower the stockpiles of this DNA-altering mRNA snake oil. So why not offer the nation a twofer? The flu shot and the Wu flu shot special. Just act like it's no big deal. Now it's, it was funny. I was at a place where it was a bunch of old folks got invited to go. I went because it was a friend of mine that invited me, Paula. So I show up there and it is a lot of old folks. I'm going to tell you something. I did not see a single mask, and they told me, Kevin, there's a lot of Democrats in this deal. It was the Italian-American deal. They said there's a lot of Democrats. In a sea of about 150 people, I did not see a single mask. Supposedly Democrats. Old people, scared not to get, don't only get the COVID, the Wu flu. Didn't see one. Anyway, I don't know about you. I'm not getting a flu shot. I'm not getting a Wu flu shot, but that is what they're talking about. So we're in miscellaneous news right now. Here's another one. White House whitewashes Dems school closure debacle. How are they doing that? They're blaming Trump. Biden wants to blame Donald J. Trump for the huge decline in student progress during the scamdemic. Team demented, folks, and this is, I go back to the shots and all the other lies they've told us. They shut down this nation over what amounts to a cold virus or a weak flu virus. They hyped Wu flu to the point that all Americans were singing the lyrics to Prince's 1999. You know, somebody's got a bomb, we could all die in a day. Dun, 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 dun. Before I let that happen, I woo flew my life away. Yeah, so we could all die any day, right? That was the doom and gloom that we were sold for I don't know how long. $6 trillion wasted dollars later, we're in massive debt. We've got herd immunity from a disease you can get and might not even know you have. And if you ask me, shouldn't we have just saved the money? But regardless, parents and children self-enslaved, with tax-paying parents educating our own children for a year, the better part of a year. And let's be honest, most parents and students took the year off. They didn't do it. They weren't vigilant. And as it turns out, the education system as it stands today worked because students got dumber. Now, I already told you guys the tales of woe I had teaching my youngster. This kid, God bless him, he wanted to turn his work in, but it was so cumbersome that he didn't do it. He was like, that is so, you know, I'd rather get the tongue lashing from you than to have to figure it out. Even the teachers admit it. Kevin, Mr. Jackson, it is a pain in the butt. And I was like, well, if it's a big of a pain, why do you think the kids don't want to do it? But now Joe Biden wants it to be Trump's fault that these kids got more stupid in the education system that he put billions and billions more of your dollars in to satisfy these unions. Now it's Trump's fault.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But she's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And if she really has the flu,
she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine. If she really has the flu,
she should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it, because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
That was Fauci back in the day telling the truth about flus and woo flus and everything else. If you get it, you don't need it. By the way, I dare you, go look at the number of people. I know two comedians. One guy's 54 years old. I forget the age of the other. They've died. And you know what they say? Died of natural causes. Well, you want to know what the natural causes were? They were vaccinated. That's it. That's the natural cause. Unexpected death. Blah, blah, blah. I told you, look it up. Wu flu is the people were safer not getting that death poke. The life expectancy of everybody who got that shot, I'm telling you, it's gone down. It's gone down. Anyway, Kevin Jackson's here listening to folks talking about I talked about energy rationing and Wu flu earlier. I want to continue talking about this. This is a thing that talks about how the Wu flu scam essentially crushed the economy. And here's what they wrote. COVID-19 lockdowns could be responsible for claiming 20 times more lives than they were advertised to save, according to a new analysis published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. So it involves the economy a little bit, and I'll get to that, but it's mostly around public health. I played that clip of Fauci because, as I told you, once I got Wu flu, there was no way in H.E. double crooked socks I was getting the vaccine. My body, even if it is a Chinese bioweapon, my body goes, okay, you got it. So now let's go to work. And there is no better organism than that designed by the great almighty. There's no better, there's nothing modern science is going to give me that's going to make me better. Even if you told me, Kevin, we'll put these nanobots in you and you'll become bionic. Yeah, and I'll live 3 years. There's nothing better for my body to get to its expiration date than what God has given me. I'm convinced of this. Anyway, they go on to say the paper, which bases its conclusions on a comprehensive review of relevant lockdown-focused literature, was authored by researchers from the Jerusalem College of Technology. In this work, we performed a narrative review of the work studying the above effectiveness, as well as the historic experience of previous pandemics and risk-benefit analysis based on the connection of health and wealth. That's what the summary of the article was. And here was the title. Are lockdowns effective in managing pandemics? The comparative analysis of different countries showed that the assumptions of lockdowns' effectiveness cannot be supported by evidence, neither regarding the present COVID-19 pandemic nor regarding the 1918 to 20 Spanish flu and other less severe pandemics of the past. Lockdowns did not help. The team proceeds to quantify the estimated number of lives lost due to the COVID-19 mitigation measure, which drew strong support from Democrats and public health officials, including Fauci the fraud, Deborah Birx, and Mike Pence. The price tag of lockdowns in terms of public health, by using known connection between health and wealth, we estimate that lockdowns may claim 20 times more life years than they save. There's a meme floating around, folks, that says, the more I hear about the people in this vaccine, the more I feel comfortable never having got it. Now, look. I get it. There are people, when I talk about this, there are people that feel attacked. Kevin, you're attacking me for getting the vaccine. No, I'm not. I'm not attacking you for any more than I would attack you because you didn't look for crossing the street. I would go, oh, shoot. Yikes. Did you see that person get killed? They should have been looking. They shouldn't have been on their cell phone. But I'm not going to be a, that idiot. Well, I'm not going to attack you. If you choose to do something that is of your free will, I will never attack you. Now, who I will attack is this government that mandated people get this stupid vaccine, and many people got it, and a lot of them wrote to me. Listeners of this program, I won't say their names, but I know there was a young man, he wrote to me, he says, Kevin, my job is forcing me to get this, blah, blah, blah. I said, look, man, I'm not going to give you advice. It's not going to happen. But here's what I will tell you. I would tell that job, shove it. Me personally, I would tell them to shove it. But let me tell you why. Number one, I'm a valuable employee. So if you lose me, you got a big hole to fill. You're not going to fill it with one person, not when I work a job. So if you lose me, you lose a lot. So fine, fire me. But you will have to fire me. and I'm going to come back later, and I'm going to sue you. I will be a thorn in the ointment because I don't deserve to be fired because I don't want to get a stupid shot. It is my body, and I do what I want. It's my body, and I cry if I want to. So that's just me. Now, I didn't tell him to do it because I don't know how he valued. Do you feel valuable enough to tell somebody that? It's like Fox News and they tell me Kevin, you need to take it back. I don't need to do anything. Well, Kevin, this is your future we're talking about. No, it isn't. How dare you? That's what the vice president of Fox at the time told me. She's now the president of a different area of Fox. She says, this is your future we're talking about. Like, that's the only choice I have. What kind of slave mentality, master slave mentality is that? You don't do this. Your future's in jeopardy. Let me tell you something, lady. You got nothing to do with my future. I choose what happens in my future. I could have sold out. Yeah, gee, what, Fox? I'm a sellout. Yeah, go ahead. You can criticize men all you want, you misandrists. You bunch of female hyenas that think you're running the show. But wait until that big male lion shows up and watch what happens. See, the male lion is the public, the body politic that says, you're not going to tell us what to do. So what she ran into was a lion. You don't dictate my future, Fox News. You do not dictate that. I dictate that. And you can fire me, but let me tell you something. You're not shutting me up. You're not even shutting me out. Oh, do I take a bit of a step back? Sure. Would love to have kept my job, but I'll keep my job and I'll keep my dignity. So to hell with your job. And people aren't used to this. Anyway, they go on. They say the paper also exposes how governments and international health organizations' embrace of lockdowns was at odds with their stance on public health policy. They said this, it should be mentioned that the same conclusions, no clear benefits of lockdowns in the case of pandemic, were made by national and international bodies before COVID-19 emerged. Namely, several governments prepared detailed plans of response to influenza like pandemics years ago. The programs of the U.S. Occupational Safety, so OSHA, and the Israeli Ministry of Health 2007. Researchers singled out, I'm just letting you folks know, they already knew this wasn't going to work. Researchers singled out the WHO, the World Health Organization, which published a comprehensive 91-page preparedness plan in October of 2019 that explicitly mentioned, you ready? Social distancing measures can be highly disruptive and should be carefully weighted. 2. Travel-related measures are, quote, unlikely to be successful. Border closures may be considered only by small island nations in severe pandemics. 3. And contact tracing and quarantine of exposed individuals are not recommended in any circumstances. This paper doesn't argue that lockdowns were merely ineffective, however, adding that they actually claimed the lives of people public health officials claimed to be protecting. Now, this is what you find when you just do a look, folks, I'm not an investigative reporter. I'm not Lara Logan here. I'm not Woodward and Bernstein. I'm giving you stuff you could readily find. And I'm going to tell you, every time I take an inventory of my life and I say, man, why doesn't everybody think this way, feel this way? I hate to say, I come back to this Eric Holder saying America's a nation of cowards. And in many cases, we are. Not the way he's talking about it. He wants us to stand up to what we believe. He thinks we're wrong. We're a nation of cowards because we let these, as I told you before, leftism lets the weakest and the worst leaders lead. Why would we follow these leftists? I won't. I won't even follow people on the right because they don't have the guts.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.